Oh, I just wanted to, talk to Dick Quindies a bit, and he said he'd chat with you. I just wanted to get your reaction as to how we handle the Gray situation on this New York Times thing. You want to think about it overnight, or should we react right away, or what?
Well, you know, I think that, I told Kleinies that I'd think about it overnight and discuss with him in the morning, and I think that we have at least that much time. But I think, and I'm sick over it, because I think he's a decent man.
But how can he really stay on?
I don't see how, Mr. President. I think you're going to have to appoint a number two man as acting director. I don't think you ought to call for his resignation.
He should.
I think you ought to call Pat. I think you ought to alert him to what you're thinking so that he'd be prepared to submit it tomorrow.
Let me ask you this, rather than my doing it, I suggest that you ask Nick. Would you mind discussing with Kleindies?
Not at all.
I think let's not put it in a context where
I understand.
I love him too, and I love all of you, but you know what I mean. I want it to be in a way so that he doesn't like a man.
I agree with you.
And wouldn't you, if you were in such a position, prefer to have Dick, friend?
I think he's an unfortunate, almost needless casualty.
Needless casualty, doing a dumb thing.
Yes, sir.
And why the hell he destroyed the damn thing, I'll be damned if I know.
I don't know.
I don't know, and he doesn't know what was in it. Another part of the thing. Well, any event, would you, if you wouldn't mind, when you talk to Kleindies, if you'd say, look, talk to Pat, and that Pat should, just a second, somebody's coming, I don't want to talk with her here, hold on, let me get to another phone, hold on.
Yes, sir.
Director of the FBI, hand him documents, and then say,
right. But you know what Dean tells me makes it ring a little truer.
Dean tell you?
Dean tells me, and he told me as well before.
Yeah.
Ehrlichman had told him to destroy these documents.
Dean says that Ehrlichman told Dean to destroy them.
That's right. And Dean said, you know, goddammit, I wasn't going to do it.
Well, that's the so-called Deep Six thing.
That's right. And Dean wasn't going to do it, so they both, in effect, gave him to Gray.
Right. Well, I don't know. I'm not going to try to tell anybody to change a story and so forth. That is, as I want to understand, we want the truth, but I just can't believe. I just can't believe that I can't really believe that anybody's going to believe that the director of the FBI was handed some documents and told to destroy them. You know what I mean?
You know, he's going to come out off and look awfully stupid, to say the least.
My God, yes. And that he did.
That's right.
I mean, destroy them. I mean, I bet you Edgar Hoover's got every noodle that anybody ever had around.
I'm afraid you're right.
Somewhere in his file.
I'm afraid you're right.
Right. When will Gray make a statement just for guidance of our people here?
I have no idea. You know, I haven't discussed this with him at all since it came out.
Well,
I'll talk to Kindiest and then
well, I'll tell you what.
Talk to Gray.
I'll tell you what you do, because basically, I mean, how far I want to get into this damn thing, I don't know. But I mean, I'd heard this.
I think you would not.
Insane story, but.
You think you would do anything, Mr. President?
On this? What should Ziegler say then? Let me just say that on this point, your view. I just see what it. That's our problem. He said, well. We can't say that we didn't. I mean, we had some, you know, we've, in other words, our investigation, the one that we've been undertaking since the 21st of March, we had information about this, but we haven't had the damn thing corroborated, you know what I mean? That's true. Let me put it this way. Pat Gray's never told me this. He's told you this. Remember, he first told you, as I remember, Henry, that nobody ever got him any documents.
That's right.
Later on, he said, yeah, I got some, but I destroyed them, right?
That's right.
So he's in sort of a tough position there, isn't he?
Well,
although, on the other hand, that's something you don't, that I guess I see your point. You were investigating. He may have forgotten.
Well, that's right. You know, and, of course, the first time I asked him, I asked it very casually.
I see.
You know, and, of course, one other conversation.
It was a casual conversation.
The second time I asked was more pointed.
Right.
And then he still said no.
Right.
Then the next day,
yeah.
You know, he said he refreshed his recollection.
Next day, he said, he refreshed his recollection and said, yes, I did get the documents and I was told to destroy them. That's what Pat Gray now says.
Yes,
is that
sir.
Correct?
Yes, sir.
Well, I don't believe that. I don't know whether... the point is, when you say that the Dean and the Deep Six thing and so forth, you haven't had Ehrlichman. You mean you haven't had that corroborated yet, because basically Ehrlichman was in the room when this happened, and Ehrlichman, of course, knows I'm going to have to talk to him about this and ask him. The point that I make is this. Does Dean corroborate Gray's story? That's what one thing I'd like to know. Dean say that in the presence of Ehrlichman, that he or Ehrlichman or both told Gray these are politically sensitive, unrelated to Watergate, and they should be destroyed. Does Dean say that? That's the whole point, you say. I think,
generally, but you know, I can't say.
I don't. Well, let me say. Yeah. Let me say.
Because we haven't.
Let me say this. On this, so for your information, because I questioned Dean, you know, about this,
night he came to see you?
Huh?
I say, on the Sunday night he came to see you?
Yeah, no, after we'd had our talk,
yeah.
You know, I said this, and he just said, we gave the documents to Gray, that's, you know what I mean? And that was that. He didn't say that, but he never said we told him to destroy them.
Yeah.
My point?
Uh-huh.
Because Hal Dean isn't going to... Well, let me put it this way.
told me to destroy them.
And he didn't.
Do it.
Right.
And that's when he told me, God damn it, I wouldn't lie for Ehrlich, man, whatever I might do for the president.
Right.
So there is some corroboration of the destruction aspect.
I see, but that was not done.
That's right.
Right.
Dean didn't do it.
That's right. Incidentally, may I ask, without reviewing the contents, did you get to the bottom of the Shepherd mystery?
I haven't talked to him today yet, Mr. President.
Okay,
He's in the grand jury. And
yeah. Okay.
Incidentally, a bitch from Congressman Reese's office called me that issue about disclosure grand jury testimony, and I went round and round, on the base without. I just refused to discuss our conversations, except to say that I was not disclosing transcript or grand jury testimony to you.
Exactly.
And
Reese might have thought that I was putting out the transcripts, huh?
No, I think he's really, me on the.
Let me say this: one of the things that your record and my record is clear on is you can swear on a stack of Bibles that I have. In fact, I've probably been over more backward than most people would have.
I'm sure you have.
But no, on the grand jury thing, I do not want to know.
That's right. That's what I told him. I said, I'm not giving it. I'm not discussing the conversation with the president.
My direction. On the Gray thing, it seems to me that Gray, if you should have your meeting with Gray immediately, the three of you, have him make a statement. However, until
I agree.
Until he, I don't know, should even make one tonight. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not sure I would react that soon. I don't know, but at least that was Dick's feeling that maybe we shouldn't act tonight. But under the circumstances, with the destruction of the documents, even though it was done with no venal intent, this is stupidity of the unbelievable degree.
I agree.
And he'll have to resign and be the best. Who's the second man over there?
Mark Felt's the second man.
Yeah.
Let me say one thing, Mr. President.
Yeah.
I don't give a damn whether I get that job or not.
I understand.
The presidency of the United States is maybe the toughest job in America.
I know.
I don't want to see anybody from the inside take that job.
Not permanently.
That's right.
It's got to be cleaned up.
Yes, sir.
It's got to be cleaned up. But my point is, this is not the time. Not the time. Sure. I'm not ready to name Gray's successor. I'm still searching,
Yeah, I agree.
And so therefore, but the point is that Gray leaves.
I just wanted to get that word in.
The point that I want to get across here that in naming anybody to succeed Gray, I've got to do it on the basis of an acting director.
Yes.
At this point.
Yes.
And I think we're going to have to make that move in the morning. That's the point. But how can we leave it now? Can you have a meeting with 6:10? You and Dick, can meet with Gray, can you? Is he over there?
Well, we'll meet with Kleindienst. I've talked to Kleindienst now. I think he's just left.
Oh, I see.
And then I'll walk up and see Gray and see if we can't fight it till tomorrow morning. Let Gray think about it overnight or prepare this.
He's got to think about it, and
we'll discuss.
And he shouldn't make a... I don't think that Gray should pop off with a statement tonight.
All right.
Doesn't that make sense?
It does to me.
After all, because basically he's going to have to say what the situation is. Now, what is your suggestion as to what anybody else? I mean, isn't it best to simply say we're investigating the matter? I mean, after all, this is one of the things you are investigating, isn't it?
That's right.
This old damn Deep Six thing, remember, I told you to look into this and find out, and you haven't even had Dean's statement under oath yet, have you?
That's right, you have not.
And you haven't had Ehrlichman's under oath.
That's right.
So that's how the thing sorts out at the moment. Well, finally, one thing else. What about your meeting with Dean? Isn't it about time to get that done with and get this thing rolling? How does that stand? When are you going to meet with him?
Meeting with the prosecution team or conversing with them in any event, almost daily, trying to work out.
See, the problem I have with this, as you see, with this sort of thing, the problem. No. What I'm referring to, though, is in terms when you are going to get. Now, I understand, following our conversation, that the attorneys for Haldeman and Ehrlichman are going to meet with the U.S. attorneys and arrange for first the informal interview, which you suggested was the proper procedure.
Yes, sir.
It's going to be done very soon, I understand. I suppose perhaps by Monday, at least, if they're available. And then, so we'll get that on the way. And then, of course, they'll be available for the grand jury after they've had that meeting. But getting back to the Dean thing, it seems to me that that you've got to get Dean in there too, Henry. You know what I mean? I mean, you got to decide the Dean thing. And let me just say one thing. On that, the decision is yours if he comes to you. But don't be concerned about what he calls in a, Trump card or blank check and so forth. There's not going to be any blackmail here.
Okay.
Don't you agree?
My problem is wholly one of proof, Mr. President.
What's that?
My problem's wholly one of proof. I got Magruder. You know, he's in effect admitted. He's ready to plead.
Right.
That means I've got Magruder head-to-head against Dean.
Right.
You know, until I can...
Are Magruder's and Dean's stories varied, would he?
No, but if I have to use Magruder against Dean, that's basically all I have. You know, if Dean insists on going to trial. So I mean, we're trying to bring Dean around to the point where he'll plead.
You want Dean to plead.
Then when I got the two of them pleading, then I got...
Then you got a case.
Then I got the case against the other principals.
Never mind,
Ehrlichman and Haldeman. We're still short on them.
I know you are. You're still short on both Ehrlichman and Haldeman, but you got to get... But the point, I understand, and I'm not trying to tell you how to run the case. The only thing I'm trying to see is to... I can still sit here with, I mean, I'm wrestling with the Ehrlichman-Haldeman problem naturally, as you suggest, but I also have to wrestle with the Dean problem because I'm aware of information, as you are, of these three and arm's length conversations.
Yes, sir.
But I'm aware of those conversations, you see, and I cannot move till, without, frankly, jeopardizing your prosecution, can I?
Because, great, at this point.
If it isn't, tell me. I mean, your point is, if you're...
It's hard to be dogmatic. I think we have to maintain this position until we can see a little more clearly.
All right. Then I'll wait for you. But I say that Dean's decision ought to be made soon. And remember, there's not going to be any blackmail or nothing of that sort involved here. I want the bottom of this damn thing. And I want to be understood that... don't be concerned about blackmailing anybody, certainly. And let me say, not the president, you can be sure. President's men, we all know that he can try a little of that. They say, well, they all knew about the cover-up and so forth. All right, fine. And don't let him blackmail you. Don't you be a bit concerned. I mean, Dean, let me put out this. Dean now has about as much, I'm afraid, what has happened here. He's got about as much credibility as...
That's one of the reasons we'd like him to plead.
You'd like him to plead. Okay. Well, let me know about anything that you and Dick decide on Clint. He says,